I felt like I was playing. I think I lost some weight, some anxiety there. No, but proud of the boys. I think they played, you know, after a night like last night, you know, we had a first two periods where I thought were fine, and then the third period just kind of got away from us. But we responded, and, you know, give credit to where credit is due. Spokane's a good high offensive team, and, you know, we took care of the puck as much as we could, and obviously when we had our chances, we buried.
It seemed like every time, most times when your team had the puck in the offensive zone, you created something. You got it. Not always a shot on goal, but there was puck movement. You had numbers. You know, you had people there that could move the puck, and a lot of skill on display. Tremendous. I thought the effort, the speed at which your forward group played, I thought was really maybe the key of the game.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it started with the Olsen line with Obobifo and Sparksy. Like, they've been great for us. And, you know, you look at those young men, they got some high skill, but the second and third efforts when, you know, to keep the puck or to make a play, and then our team just follows after that. They see the success they're having. They say, you know, if I do the same thing, I'll do it. And that's where leadership comes in. And these young men are, they're 18 and 2 17-year-olds are leading the way.
They start an AP goaltender today, Spokane does, and Watrin. Does that factor into your game plan at all? You know, for two of the first three shots of the game went in, obviously he was going to feel a little nervous. Did that factor into your game plan at all, or was that not even?
No, it was obviously, we seen that with a young goalie. I thought he made some great saves for an AP, but for a team that, you know, we wanted a high shot volume, right? Even if he's stopping the first puck, we want to make sure that there were second and third efforts, you know, on rebounds. And then on top of that, our defense, we want to make sure that, you know, we put as much traffic in front of him where he loses the puck for a second. And, you know, the give credit to Olsen again. I'm going to bring him up that on Lynn's goal, you know, it's a 4-on-3, but he can't see anything. So that's just trying to create traffic for a young man that, you know, his first couple games in the WHL.
Who do you think are your major options on the power play? We saw Tomic score. We've seen, you know, Schmidty score from that spot in the offensive zone, and Sparksy the same. Who, and then Lynn, I mean, how much does he improve that power play because he gives you that fourth or maybe third option to shot from the point?
Yeah, we as a coaching staff, you know, for myself, they got in charge of the personnel of who's out there. We just felt it was getting stale. You know, it's always good, like, kind of around this time, you want to throw a wrench in. Like, we're not changing anything new, just personnel. So, like, it creates something new for them where that there's, whether it's excitement or, you know, they're talking to another player that's in a position. So they're talking now they're thinking where before, you know, it'll, and that's just the ebb and flows of the hockey season of a special unit, like the special teams, that sometimes it does get predictable.
Is that not good sometimes?
Oh, I think it's great. Like, you know, obviously we have some great players, and, you know, the other unit had Schmidty and Obo coming down on their forehands, which, you know, they're shooters. They like to shoot. And then Tomic and Sparks and Leonard, we kind of ran the umbrella where now there's 3 one-timer options. So it gives a different look to other teams. And then again, the predictability of, okay, we're shooting, we're pounding pucks. There's nothing sexy about it. Like, let's just get rebounds. If it goes in, it goes in. If it doesn't, let's get it back and let's keep pounding pucks.
I think of that second Tyus Sparks goal. He just hammered that one. I don't think there's too many goalies that are going to stop that one, AP or not, on that kind of opportunity.
Yeah, and Tyus, you know, he's been kind of snake bitten in that kind of in the area there too. Like, mm-hmm. We've been trying to get him to, you know, have some confidence in there. But that was a goal that, you know, that's an NHL shot right there. I don't even think many NHL goalies will stop that, to be honest. Like, he was trying to put that through the net. It wasn't just trying to beat the goalie.
I want to talk about the defensive part of the game a little bit. Are you seeing Merrick Howell the way I'm seeing him? I think terrific improvement.
Yeah, it was bang on. I think we talked about this between periods, right? With the, you know, he's a 19-year-old in this league. We challenged him. We said, you know, we're going to be next to Lynn, so there's going to be a lot of minutes. And he's a guy that has a very long reach. He's very liked in that room. So anything that he does is going to affect our team. And he blocks shots, and he's a warrior. He kills penalties. He takes on those challenging minutes against other teams' top players, and he's other than Lynn, he's probably just important away from the puck, I think.
Well, you know what, he looks like he doesn't back away from any tough situation now.
No, he's found his footing in this league. You know, obviously being traded, and then a couple of years ago, it's always hard to find your groove, especially for a high WHL draft pick where there is some shock there, and now he's found. you know, he's found his home. He's comfortable. He's found a voice. He's 19-year-old. He knows what the league brings, and the leadership that he also brings is you can't measure that in that room.
You know, Coach, you had 40 minutes out there that were terrific, and it's your last period of 3-3, your ninth period on the weekend. What was the message after 40 minutes in this hockey game going in a third period in the dressing room?
Our toes, their heels.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't want to sit back. They're a very offensive team. You know, they got some really good, some good players that, given power plays, odd man rushes, we didn't want to give them any of that. And, you know, the defensive side is one thing, but you also go, like, placing pucks, making sure we're getting hard on our forecheck where they got to come 200 feet and come through layers. And then I thought our penalty kill was great tonight. You know, we gave up one, but they had eight chances, right? So the discipline is one thing, but I think our penalty kill was amazing, and the guys that are blocking shots and doing a great job out there.
Is that a good game to take into Thursday's game in Victoria?
I think so. You know, it whether the score was 8-4 or, you know, 2-1, that it was at the end of a very tumultuous weekend. Like, there's a lot of emotion, you know, the teddy bear toss, getting on the ferry. And today it could have been just an easy excuse to, you know, I don't feel. But, you know, the guys, not only, like, for a coaching staff, we didn't really, like, we just gave the, this is what they do, this is what we need to do, but they have to go and put their step forward. And they took a giant leap that, you know, on those 3-3s that they can administer some pain.
You mentioned the defense down the stretch of this one, especially in the third period. I felt like Burkhood really settled into this game. Was that a product of the play in front of him being a little more predictable, or was that Burkhood putting his foot down, saying, we're not going to let this get out of hand?
I think that's Burkhood putting his foot down.
Yeah.
He's an NHL drafted goalie, and he's playing like a confident young man, and that, you know, when he's playing with confidence, our team in front of him plays with confidence.
So in your pre-scout of this Spokane team, obviously the story, bar none, of the league last year was a line of Crystal, Catton, and Van Ohm. 330 points, Weezy. I mean, that's crazy. Was there any...
Those are like my numbers.
Yeah.
When I played it. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. Not even close.
Man, you want to talk about you and the value that you brought to that Vancouver Giant team to get that Memorial Cup ring. I'll never forget that. You were playing in pro hockey when we had to get your rights from, was it...
Saskatoon.
And then,
I was playing in Providence. I was about to get set down to the East Coast, and inside information through different channels that I ended up being a Vancouver Giant. Not many teams knew I was coming back to the Western League, and I was only going to come to Vancouver. That's
oh, good. Yeah. Who was your agent?
It was J.P. Barry at the time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this?
I love coaching. I'm a very competitive person. You know, got to learn a lot in Saskatoon. To come here, you know, I'm just so grateful for, you know, Ron and Pete, like the Toygos, and then obviously Parker and Nat giving me a chance. And I love just working with these young men because their development and their careers are most important to me. You know, they almost become your children, or like I don't have any kids, but this would imagine it'd be, because, you know, you get to know their personalities, and I'm just competitive and I want to win, and I want to make sure that I win with the Vancouver Giants.
When you're on the bench, do you need to sort of reel that competitive nature back compared to when you were playing?
No, I was pretty calm. You know, like it obviously, the energy, like the players, like you're kind of the heartbeat of the team, right? So if the coaching staff's kind of running hot, the team's like the heckles go up. But so I was always very calm and collective, and I like to, you know, if a guy's, you know, does something wrong, I'm not coming down their throat. I'll bring them aside individually, and if somebody does something right, I want to make sure that the whole bench knows, right? So that's our coaching staff with Parker and Galen. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so I've often, you know, wondered, going back to even when I was coach, it was always such a tough balance between praising and still holding a player accountable. You find that too?
Yeah, and, you know, the world has changed. These young men have changed, right? Back in the day where, you know, when I was playing, it was more of a dictatorship where you do and you jump as high, but now it's and I think it's gone in a positive direction, right? You have to treat these young men with, you know, with some respect, obviously, but you want to make sure that they feel like there's going to be hard conversations. Hockey's a game of, you know, you learn life skills out of this. You learn, it's not just, you know, I'm going to make the NHL and make all these. Some like a lot of players don't. So when you leave this dressing room, what type of person you are, and that's what happens in our dressing room, is we have some hard conversations. There's some self-reflection, and even for coaching staff, you know, we're not perfect either, right? We have our warts and things we got to work on, and we do it together.
Coach, I'm sure you've talked, and we won't keep you long. I'm sure you guys have addressed the fact that this is an important five games. You had Victoria, you got Spokane, now you got Victoria. You guys obviously recognize the importance of that. What? Just looking ahead to Thursday, what's the message going into that Vancouver at Victoria game on Thursday?
You have all these games marked. I live in a day of one day at a time. Today we'll take care of today, and then obviously when Thursday comes, we'll do what we need to do to prepare for that. We live like that as in the playoffs. You can't look too far ahead. Like if we're looking at Victoria this weekend while we're still playing Spokane, we're not living in the moment. So, but I understand.
But
that
you
your
set
question.
Goals though.
But yeah, well,
you know, you want to win 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5. You want to win. Now you can't because
each. So in the last probably 4 weeks, 3 weeks, Parker and the coaching staff, we challenged the team that let's try and win 2 out of 3. Like let's try and win the weekend. And we have a lot of 3 and 3. So if we can win the weekend, that's going to set us up. So obviously we got our job done this weekend, and then to win a weekend, we got to win 2. So, but I'll be where my feet are, and I'm going to enjoy tonight's win.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Thanks for coming,
all right, thanks,
Coach.
Guys.
This is a good way to end the 3 and 3 for sure. Way to go.
Thank you.
That is Wacy Rabbit, the Vancouver Giants, after a big 8-4 victory over the Spokane Chiefs.